Hallelujah. Well, it's good to see everybody. All our Zoomers and the few that we see. Good crowd here now. And Welvis is in the room. That's an in-joke. You have to be an Alpharite to get that. Hi, Di. Good to see you. Ask Di afterwards who Welvis is. You know, these have been interesting times. We often say that, and you always hear it on TV. They are interesting times. You know, it's a regularly stated fact that 90% of the airlines are not working anymore. And that's causing, you know, real struggles for the airlines and other industries are really just not working anymore. They're struggling. No. So with only 90% of, only 10% of the airlines, 90 down, my airline stories are 90% down. I can't tell you an airport story or a travel story like I often do. However, two weeks ago, I went to Australia. Yeah, sadly, it was virtually. I would have loved to have been in Canberra or Melbourne, but I was teaching a course to a company there, and instead of flying over to Australia, which would have been a lot of fun, I had to do it online through video conferencing. Sadly, it wasn't real. I mean, we achieved the goal. Hopefully they learned something and we connected, but I wasn't really with them. And that got me thinking, you know, don't live your life virtually. You know, we can live in a virtual relationship where we're not really with Jesus, but we see pictures of him or we hear him on YouTube and video, but we don't really know him. We need to step up into his reality of and not the virtual. Oh, Bob. Yeah, but I won't be able to turn the pages. Okay, here we go. Mr. Fix-It has helped one problem. Yeah. You know, the source of fixing problems is when you're frustrated with someone struggling. Thanks, Bob. What are you going on? I got it. Good. Okay. Today I want to talk about gifts, trust, and stepping up. And where we want to get to, so the conclusion, I often start with the conclusion, then you can sleep or wander away and you know what I talked about. But as we trust Father in the gifts that he has given us, we are to step up more and more. We step up as we wait upon him for the power that comes from the Holy Spirit. So let's look at that big package together. It flows out of previous messages I brought throughout this year. It's really two sermons and a bonus this morning. So, you know, you're glad you came. First sermon, we spent a lot of time, certainly at the beginning of the year, looking at gifts. Did a series on spiritual gifts and went through some of those things. So permit me to ask you a question. I'll ask it of myself as well, because I'm not exempt and I know my answer already. Which gift have you received and experienced in the last 3 months? Don't tell me out loud, but answer that question. Or maybe if you're struggling to answer that question, and you know, I can, we're weak, fallen humans, but empowered by God. Ask yourself, did I ask for a new gift and receive it? Because Jesus says, ask and you will receive. It'd be sad if we really can't answer that question. I haven't asked, I haven't received, and I haven't being able to step out in a new gift that God has given me in the last 3 months. Ask for them and you will receive. Over the months of the year, we looked at gifts, as I say, and we looked at things like, you know, the purpose, the provider, the power, the practice, and the passion of our gifts. And they're all online if you want to go back and refresh your memory. I have to, and I gave them. So, yeah, it reminds me of a joke. Are you allowed to tell jokes in church? Yeah. It reminds me of a joke. Pastor, every week he got up and he preached exactly the same sermon, week after week after week. He said the same things, the same things, and the same things. And every Sunday, the church people were going out and saying, oh, Pastor, that was a fantastic sermon. And then after about 6 months, someone said, wait a minute, didn't you do that last week? You know, we it doesn't take long to forget what we've just heard. And then I go back and think, oh, yeah, I know it was good. I need to get it. Well, the messages are online. You can go and do it, Kurt, willingly and with great expertise. So thank you, Kurt. Processes the recordings and puts it on the website for us. So you can go find them there. Hebrews 2, when we were looking at gifts, God also testified to it by signs, wonders, and various miracles, and by gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his will. He has a will and purpose, and he's giving out these gifts to us as we want them. Gifts, they are from God. They're not earned. You can't earn a gift. Without them, I am weak and feeble. Always recognize the source. Gifts come from God. Well, the best way of thanking God for the gift that he gives us is to use them even more and to practice the gifts that we have. So that's a quick overview of about 6 or 7 different messages of God has given us gifts to function and work as his church. The second topic we looked at, so this is the second sermon. Aren't you glad they're going so quick? Romans 8:28. And we looked at that. The second topic, what was the second topic? I turned the page too quickly. Oh, we can trust God. We talked about trust. There were 2 weeks we talked about trust. And it's all about trusting God. You can trust God. We know he has the best for us. Romans 8:28, and this is in the Passion Translation, because it puts it out so passionately, which is the idea of that translation. This is why we can trust him. So we are convinced that every detail of our lives is continually woven together to fit into God's perfect plan of bringing good into our lives. For we are his lovers who have been called to fulfill his designed purpose. Wow. If someone feels like that about you, can you not trust them? You know, you've got to be able to trust someone who speaks about you like that. We're so convinced that every detail of our lives are continually woven together to fit into God's perfect plan of bringing good into your life. Trust him in that. We also looked at one of my favorite verses about trust, and it's a very familiar one. Proverbs 3:4-5, you know, trust in the Lord. Don't lean on your own understanding. He will direct our paths. But that verse there just sums it all up for us, our trust walk. But you can only direct a path if you're traveling on a journey. If you're sitting still in your comfortable couch, there's no direction needed. There's no path that you're on. Last Sunday before lawyers rushed off to Ghana, and great to hear that email this morning. And if you get to hear this, Adam, Diana, and family, you know, we're missing you already. But wow, you're on a journey. And last Sunday, Diana brought us some thoughts and a word. And part of it was, you know, the journey that we're on, the journey that she's on, the journey that we're all on together. It's a journey of being formed. We're being formed in various ways. We're being formed in the image of God. And she told us to trust. And at the moment, every time I hear the trust word, you know, I think, wow, there's something in that. Trust. But she said, trust. You know, it's not about manipulation. It's not about control. It's not about the other things that she talked about. It's about trusting God as we walk on this journey. And they clearly are in that place of trust on their journey. And we are formed in many ways. All the things we do are part of our formation. One of the really important parts, something's happening around here. One of the really important parts of our formation comes out of worship. Well, we need to put worship first. And this morning, in a combined way, and it was a beautiful sense of his presence as we gathered here, and hopefully from that virtual position on Zoom, hopefully you really felt the life that was in the worship that Scott and Roland and friends brought this morning. Seems like anyone can come sing. So just come up and sing. Hallelujah. What a wonderful place. Isn't it great to be part of a family? We can have some fun. We're formed when we step up to our calling. When we go on that journey, we trust the Lord as we exercise our gifts. It's important when we think of a journey. Sometimes we think of this formation journey as a sequential thing. But to me, if it's sequential, then I haven't even started yet. You know, but it's not sequential. It's concurrent. It's iterative. You know, it goes around and around, and we're doing different things. Some parts of my journey are still in the baby stages. There's other steps parts of my journey that are, you know, not boasting, but more mature. You know, I've had more experience with it. And there's others the Lord's bringing me into and saying, hey, try this now, learn this on this journey. So it is concurrent and it is iterative. So don't see it as just sequential, one thing after the next thing after the next thing. It doesn't work like that. Life doesn't work like that, and the kingdom doesn't work like that. So, you know, when we find ourselves either individually or as a group, when we find ourselves, you know, going almost back to the beginning and saying, Lord, I'm a sinner. I don't know anything. I haven't done anything. You know, that might be right for the time, but that's not where your whole life is. See all the places that you're at and work at the maturity level in which the Lord has established for you. So bringing that together, that's the second sermon done. Wow, we're flying like these planes going over the top. Now, this is the bonus. Well, the Lord said to me as I just, you know, wrapping up all this package and thinking about it, I had this real thought from the Lord that next time I speak, which is now today, I needed to try and tie together gifts, trust, but put that with a challenge. It's great to learn the theory. It's great to understand scripture, but unless we're challenged, I need to be challenged to step out. And that's the challenge this morning. We need to step up in what the Lord has called us to. We need to step up in the gifts that we have. So how do we step up? Well, I try to be clever. Why not? You know, I'm paid for it. They're going to double my pay next month. 2x0. Hey, Judith will be happy. I don't know, there's something up here this morning. How to step up. So as I was just thinking about step up, words started coming into my mind. And I believe it was the Holy Spirit. You know, S-T-E-P-U-P. Let's step up. See, trust, expect, purpose, unity, and power. Step up. Now, if I had a great slide behind me, you would see that nicely lit up and written up for you to not forget. But step up. See if you can imagine that. S-T-E-P space U-P. Step up. So the first step up is see. See your gift. You've got to see your gift. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4 to 7 tells us there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now, to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. Who's not each one here? Who's not each one on Zoom? You know, each one, to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given. So if each one has it, we need to see it. We need to recognize that that's what we've got. Excuse me, I'm just going under the car here to get this clip done. Alrighty, so see what's happening and see what God has done for you. You've been given a gift, or indeed gifts. It's not one at a time. God can give you everything you need when you need it. Recognize it. See that it's from Father through the Holy Spirit. T, trust. There's my favorite word. Trust in God. When we were looking at trust last month, a couple months back, you know, I poured out the verse that's in Psalm 20, verse 7. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord, our God. Who do you trust in? Do you trust in chariots? Do you trust in things of man? Do you trust in horses? Do you trust in natural strength and the things of the universe? You know, those are wonderful, beautiful things, but as the psalmist says, no, we don't trust in man. We don't trust in natural strength. We trust in the name of the Lord. Do not trust in human strength. The name of the Lord, and we took a little bit of time just to unpack that, but the name of the Lord is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Father, he is the Son, he is the Holy Spirit. He is three in one, he is our God. And it's his name in which we trust. It's his name in which we have authority. And as we know from other scriptures, you know, by no other name can man be saved other than by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's the name in whom we trust. Live there. Step up, S-T. E, expect. Expect him to work through you. If you're trusting someone and you're seeing the gifts you've got, it's a bit of a, you know, slap in the face to God when we say, well, I don't really expect you to do it now. Let's expect him to work through us. Exodus 35. I love this. You only really get here on the years you choose to read through the Bible. You know, the Bible in 1 year, and you find these verses. But Exodus 35 is a great little passage. I'm just going to pull a bit of it. It's God directing, and Moses and the people of Israel building the tabernacle. And then we get to this really interesting section. Then Moses said to the Israelites, see, the Lord has chosen Bezalel, son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And he has filled him with the Spirit of God, with wisdom, with understanding, with knowledge, and with all kinds of skills. Wait a minute, that's the Old Testament. How come it's talking about gifts and skills and Holy Spirit? Well, God is the God of the whole Bible. God is the God of the whole of time. And Moses, in building the tabernacle, expected everyone to come and bring their gifts. And Moses saw in somebody. And it was very, very specific. He called him by name, even to his grandfather and which tribe. You know, that's his postcode. It cannot be more specific than that. Hey, you, there's thousands of them out there, like here. And God says, hey, you, I've chosen you. And I've filled you with the Spirit of God, with wisdom, with understanding, with knowledge, and with all kinds of skills. Expect God to work through you. Those guys then say, well, it's not really God. It's, I can't really do that. I just went to did an online course. You know, I got it off YouTube. No, they stepped up, and we can read on the rest of the story. They stepped up and they used their skills and they made things. They made beautiful things. They manufactured things that glorify God. So spiritual gifts don't have to be, oh, I've got a prophetic word for you, brother. You know, or they are that. Praying for the sick, mercy and helps. Those are gifts as listed in Scripture. But there's also gift of help, of work, gifts of skilled craftsmanship. You know, we see it in the Scripture. So it doesn't matter where you're at. Don't ever think you're not gifted. God has gifted you. And he wants us to use it to build his tabernacle. So it's interesting to have a sukkah behind us. You know, it's a, I didn't know we're going to have such great visual aids this morning. God is living with us. We help build that place of residence. Let's not forget that. E, expect. P, purpose. What's the purpose of a gift? Well, it's to make me feel good. It's to get me up on the stage in the light. There's a couple disagreeing. No, there is a purpose. God has given a purpose. And throughout Scripture, there's many kind of purposes described for specific gifts here and there, and we just seen one purpose for the gifts to build the tabernacle. But to me, I think the overall, you know, arching purpose for God gifting us is really twofold. It's to build his church and to bring his kingdom. You know, he wants to build his church out of us. He is building his church. That's what he's doing right now. He's building us. He's preparing us. He's giving us new information. He's giving us new abilities. He's giving us a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit. Right now, this morning, maybe you don't feel it. Maybe you don't believe it. But I tell you, that's what he's doing to his church right now. He's building his church. And that's why he does these gifts. We build it together. God will give someone a word of encouragement to go to the other person and say, hey, God, the Holy Spirit's just told me to share this with you. And that builds the church. Someone will think, oh, I need to go pray for someone who's sick. And we go pray for them. We see healing come. That's building the church. That's his purpose for the gifts. And in building the church, his real purpose is to purify the church as the bride of Jesus. Go look at the end of the book. Read the last chapters, and we will see that a pure, spotless, purified bride, the church of Jesus, is given to him at the wedding feast. There's a lot of, you know, things that are misunderstood in Revelation, but go look at it. That's what he's doing. He's building a church and making the church the pure bride of Christ. Do you want to be part of that? I sure do. I sure do. Purpose. He has a real purpose. S-T-E-P. Step. Now let's step up. You. Unity. I love it. This morning, Chuck was bringing the scriptures on unity. Unity with other gifts in the church. It's not about me and my gift. It's not about just you and your gift. But we read... as we were praying this morning, Chuck bought it before we started, and then we read together Psalm 133 before we started. Well, we prayed together that before we started, and I just want to jump in there because it fits right in with where we're at, and then the psalm that Chuck read earlier. Yeah. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. You know, if ever there's a proof for the you in my step up, there it is. You know, we need to be in unity. But why? Well, like it is the precious oil, oh, it is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robe. It is as if the dew of heaven, the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion. For there, where's there? There is living in unity. There isn't Mount Zion. There is living in unity. For there, the Lord bestows his blessing, even life evermore. And it's often said, and Chuck said this morning, you know, at that place of unity, there is a commanded blessing. We need to be in unity as we trust, as we exercise our gifts, as we build the church, or allow him to build the church through us in these gifts that we have. Romans 12, 3-6. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought. Okay, come down a couple of levels, Graham. But rather, think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we, though many, form one body. And each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. There's a commanded blessing in unity. We're a body that needs each other. We're not copies of each other. We're complementary of each other. We can be complementary and complementary. You know, there's two spellings of that word. One is Y, one is E. Don't ever mix the other one, otherwise you're giving away free things. Unity. Gifts and trust is unity. We need each other. We can't do it without each other. And each other has a part that brings to this process. P, power. Step up. UP, power. We can't do anything without the power, without the strength, without motivation, without the impetus behind us. Acts 1:8. But you will receive power. It was promised. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to all the ends of the earth. Power has been promised. The gifts were promised. We need to receive that power. If I try and do things in my own strength, which I can, now let's not fool ourselves. You can prophesy in your own strength. You can pray for the sick in your own strength. There are many people outside the kingdom of God that are doing these things. So we need to test. We need to be sure that it's from the Spirit. But when we do things in the presence of God, we do it depending on the Holy Spirit. He's promised that you will receive the Holy Spirit. Receive him. Hopefully we've all done that long ago. But if not, today's the day. Receive the Holy Spirit and allow him to come into your life and work through you. So that's step up. We need to step up in the gifts that we've got. I'll turn away the page with all the... See, trust, expect, purpose, unity, and power. When we're in those, walking through that journey, recognizing those things, then we can say, well, why should I step up? What's the purpose? Why? What's it for me? Well, it brings glory to God. When we step into our gifts, when we trust him, when we experience his power through us, it brings glory to God. No one else, just God. If I don't exercise my gifts and trust him, I will lose my influence. It's the gifts and the trust in God that brings influence into the world. You as believers, me as a believer, one who walks in the power and anointing of God, influences the world. You might not believe it. You might not see it. But I tell you, wherever you go with the power of God in your life, you will change the world. You might not become a Billy Graham who preaches to millions and hundreds come forward for salvation. That was his calling. That's his unity into the body. Your calling might just be to go to work and live a good life, so that when someone is struggling, someone is suffering, someone's in pain, they come to you and say, hey, don't you go to church? Can you help me? You can change the world. You will change the world if you walk in that. If you don't exercise your gifts, if you don't trust God, you will lose your influence. And thirdly, why should I do it? It's how God chose to build his kingdom. He could wave his hand and everything's done. The end is now here and we're in glory and it's all over. He didn't choose to do it that way. He chose to use his church. He chose to call you and me to join his church and to bring his kingdom into this world. So also, don't get me wrong or mishear what's being said here. You know, by not stepping up, you cannot lose your salvation. And anytime I'm sharing, I just really like to take a moment to think about salvation, because it is so important. You, by not exercising a gift or thinking you're not worthy of a spiritual gift, you will not lose your salvation. Salvation is purely and solely based on what Jesus did for you on the cross. He came, the Son of God, part of the name in whom we trust. He came, he lived a life, and he said, Father, if it's your will, I will die for these people. I will die for those that you're calling into your church. And he did upon the cross. And he did that for you. And he did that for me. But he didn't stay dead. He didn't remain on the cross, because on the third day he rose victorious over death so that we might be saved. And then he didn't just remain alive, walking around with the disciples still. He was then taken into heaven by God. He said, come back, Jesus. Come back, Son. We would need to be together. We are unity together, one with the Holy Spirit, Son and Father. Come back, Jesus, because then I can send Holy Spirit to the church. And now we have the Holy Spirit and we have salvation. So if you don't know Jesus today, if this is echoing around Carp, I hope it is. Jesus died for you. You need to turn to the cross. You need to look at Jesus, say, thank you, thank you, thank you. I could not have done this in my own strength. It's only you that have brought me into the kingdom, to salvation. I'm now part of the church. So by not stepping up, you don't lose that. That is done for you. That's a fact. You receive it and you believe it. What you can lose is your influence, giving glory to God and stepping out and seeing wonderful things happen. He doesn't want us to be fruitless. You know, we talked a little about the difference between gifts and fruits one of the times. And by not stepping up, you know, we lose the fruit. And there's a caution in John 15 about the vine, 5-8. I am the vine, Jesus speaking. You are the branches, talking to the disciples, talking to us. If you remain there. It's talking about, you know, abiding, living, drawing life from. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Okay, don't forget that. We need the power. But in that, we will bear fruit. Some will be blueberries, some will be blackberries, some will be strawberries, some will be gray big melons. Some will be tomatoes. Hopefully not rotten tomatoes or tomatoes. I translated for you so you'd understand me. However, if you do not remain in me, if you do not draw life from me, if you do not abide in my presence, if you do not tabernacle with me, you're like a branch that's thrown away because it's withered, it's useless. I can't use you anymore. I'm going to put you aside because I want to use those that are drawing from me. I want to use those that have life in them and that are stepping up in gifts and trust to bring glory to God. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory. There it is. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. We're followers, bearing fruit, giving glory to God. Got a couple of examples I thought would really be worth going through because, hey, the theory is good, but can anyone really do this? Are you really doing this? Well, turn the page too soon. Some examples. We've just been doing Alpha. But, the last Alpha is coming up on Tuesday. I see at least three of you on the Alpha course here this morning, which is great. Am I missing someone? And then some of the helpers are here, certainly on Zoom as well. You know, when we said we're going to do Alpha, there was a need for a team. One person can't do Alpha on their own. And a number of you stepped up as a team to make this happen. And each week as the groups come together and those helpers are part of it, you know, you're stepping up, using those gifts, depending on the Holy Spirit. So thank you so much for stepping up. Right at the beginning, you know, Judith really had this sense of the Holy Spirit saying, we've got to do an online Alpha. And the first response is, who, me? No, I don't want to do that. But when God gets you, when he calls you to something, when he gives you that anointing, you can't let it go. And Judith stepped up and you know, I live with her. She's my wife, if you didn't know that. I live with her. So I see the stretching that God has been putting into her life. I see her stepping up and having influence and anointing and power in what she's done through that. Yeah, I love you. And the team. So there's a third group in Alpha as well that have stepped up. They're the hidden ones. You know, Judith, when she's putting it together, said, we need a prayer team. We need people that continually pray. You don't see them. You don't know they're there, but they're praying. And there's quite a good-sized group of people that stood up, stepped up, and said, I'll pray. And through their prayers, through their crying out to the Lord, their intercession, we have seen wonderful things happening to the Alpha series as we've been through it week by week. And miracles. Do you expect a miracle when you pray? I could tell lots of stories. I'll just do one that kind of ties together a few of those people. And I don't want to put anyone out there on the spot. I don't think I am. But when we did the weekend, it was a long Saturday morning, talking about Holy Spirit, learning about Holy Spirit and what he does, and an opportunity to pray and listen to the Holy Spirit and exercise gifts, the prayer team and the helpers are asked to pray for each one of the guests on our offer. And through that, they were asked to, for the Lord to give them a scripture or a word or something that can be given to them during that session on Holy Spirit to put into practice and to show how God really cares and God really does the theory that we're talking about in the lesson. And everyone on the Alpha had a scripture or a word or two or three from the team. And it was wonderful just to share them all. But one in particular, one of the guys... somebody who doesn't know this person, it's one of the prayer team, we don't even know who it was, they're just sent in on a list of emails, and had a prophetic word that this person, he was into singing and who music in his life. And as that was being said to him, you know, tears came to his eyes because that was something in his life that he'd kind of put aside. And there was God, from somebody who had no idea who it was, never met the person, speaking a word directly into this person's life. And the last thing we expected to see was him breaking down, because he knew that could have only come from the Holy Spirit. People are stepping up. People are, and that's you. People here, people on Zoom, you've been stepping up, and it's wonderful. Monday prayer, stepping up. You know, the last few weeks in prayer have been amazing. And a few weeks ago, we had a really dedicated day of doing it again tomorrow of prayer and fasting. And that was focused very much on the Hoffman family and Linda's health. And the other situations with parents, and we really prayed, and we fasted, and we asked the Lord to come and intervene. And the next day, the report from Linda was amazing. God heard your prayers as we as a body stepped up. It is amazing. It works, people. It works. Yeah, Serena, she worked for us over the summer. You met her last Sunday, did gifts for lawyers. She's back with us one day a week, and she stepped up. She's reaching out to some of our young people, encouraging them in their walk with the Lord. She's stepping out in the gifts that God has given them. Lawyers, we mentioned them. They're stepping out, gone to Ghana. Work has taken them to Ghana, but they do it. Work is merely a vehicle to do missions for that family. So thank you. You're stepping out, and God will bless you. So let's wrap up there a little bit. Well, perhaps a lot. Are you ready for a lot of wrapping up? Maybe I should sing, Scott. No! Oh, all the chats are saying no, don't. There was one other step up. I was just wondering whether to say it or not, but it was a couple of weeks ago, and this came in when I was going to share this last week, but then we switched around because lawyers left last week instead of this week. And so this is, you know, 2 weeks old now. But as I was preparing this, Roland passed on a message from Carol and Richard Gagnon out of Matigami. And we'd shared here, we prayed here as a group and in the prayer times that we've interceded for, that God would come into their life. And the prayer groups have encouraged them to step up. And Carol replied by saying, "Well, I did it." I called 7 people yesterday. Their church, she's run the church with Richard, and in the last little while with COVID, and it's just been the two of them. Everyone's kind of drifted away. Nobody's interested. And it's really saddened and hurt her heart. And the prayer times, especially the men's prayer meeting Friday mornings, have been interceding, praying for this church, for Carol, for Richard. She said, "What I did, I reached out, I called 7 people. Today, I said I was calling folks to see how things were going and if they needed prayers. Everyone said they were doing okay. A bit sad that our lockdown is back as of Sunday, but the band council is doing this to keep our community safe. All conversations were very good. I didn't feel any resentment or coldness during our conversations. So happy and relieved. I was so worried folks wouldn't want to talk to me, but I felt okay. No harsh words were spoken. I felt very relaxed. I told each person that Richard and I still go to church on Sundays and have prayers for every household in our community, and we sing a few worship songs. I wanted them all to know that we are praying for everyone, and call me at any time if prayers were needed." They all responded with a very kind thank you. That's an answer to prayer. Someone stepped out. You know, we know Carol well, and she's generally seen as a fearless person, but there she was being confronted with fear, with rejection, but she stepped out, and God came in and answered that. So where can you step out as we wrap up again? And the musicians are back. Oh, Barb's going to sing this time. Hallelujah, fantastic. Where can you step out? ministry or practical. You know, we can step out in ministry. We can step out and just doing practical things for people. Outward or inward, we can step out into the community, CARP, your workplaces, your families, or inward, step out and help people in need within the community, within church. Helps or facilities. You know, go and help people in the community. Come and help work here. There's plenty of jobs. Corey always gets the task to do the work in the facility in our building. There's work to be done. Come and help. Skilled people, gifted people, you know, anointed people. Where can you step up? But whatever it is, trust him and expect his gifts. But most of all, trust his gift of grace. So, Scott, you got something for us there? Let's pray. Thank you. Sorry, Scott. Thank you, Lord. I did want to pray because I think it's important that we just take a moment to give this to the Lord. You know, I've blabbed on for perhaps too long, but let's take the words of the Spirit that's coming upon you now. Let's listen to him because he's the great preacher. It's his words that we need in our lives. Let's step up. Let's see the gifts that he's given us. Let's trust him. Let's walk in unity. Let's recognize there's a purpose that he's doing this. But most of all, let's do it in the power that Holy Spirit gives us. Now he's giving that to you once again. He's refreshing you as you wait upon the Lord. Just say to him, Lord, I need your refreshing. I need your refreshing upon me now. I see the gifts that you've given me. I trust you for what you've given me. You have a purpose. I receive that now. And Lord, I want to step out. I want to step out today. I want to walk in the calling that you've given me. I want to be part of the church building, the kingdom bringing that you've given me. So Father, now, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I say I surrender to you. I say I receive from you the anointing power of the Holy Spirit, that my influence will be great in this world, that my calling will bring glory to your holy name for the power of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thanks.